The power behind you is greater than the problem before you. You know, as we live our life down here, there are times when we feel like that we're standing looking at something that is too big to overcome. It may be a financial situation. It may be an emotional thing. It may be this disappointment. It could be fear of the future. And we have to be careful, because we become too focused on what is confronting us rather than understanding the power that's behind us. You know, Israel was facing a big problem at the Red Sea. The sea was in front of them. The enemy was behind them. The mountains were on both sides. And as you look at it from a natural standpoint, they're in an impossible situation. Now, they didn't have time to build enough boats to get all of the children of Israel across the sea. But you see, they could not fully comprehend that God was greater than the problem. You know, you may be standing with situations in front of you today, and you look everywhere and there's no hope in sight. It looks like it's impossible. But the power backing you is greater than any problem facing you. Now let's look at this. First of all, God specializes in impossible situations. Exodus 14:13. But Moses told the people, "Don't be afraid. Just stand still and watch the Lord rescue you today. The Egyptians you see today, you'll never see again. The Lord himself will fight for you. Just stay calm." Now, here, God did not deliver Israel before they faced the problem. He delivered Israel as they faced the problem. Many people pray and they want God to take care of everything before they ever get there. But I notice that most of the time in the Bible, God was always there to help with the problem. You know, they were in a very, very uncomfortable situation. Have any of you ever been in an uncomfortable situation facing something in front of you, a problem, a situation? I see some heads shaking. They were frightened, because they could see the cloud of dust behind them that the horses and the chariots and the marching soldiers was stirring up. They could hear the chariot wheels turning. And as fear was spreading through the camp, Moses stood up and said, "Listen, guys, stand still and watch the Lord rescue you today." You know, faith doesn't run, faith stands. Faith stands and fear collapses. Faith stands when circumstances say there's no way out. When it looks impossible, remember, God's got you. You know, sometimes you see people trying to teach their child to swim, or maybe a swimming instructor. And as long as that child can put their feet down and touch the bottom, they're fine. But get out into the deep water where they can't put their feet down and touch the bottom, and now they have to trust who's holding them. Some of you might feel like you're in deep water today, but He's there holding you up. Don't panic at your situation. I like this. I don't say it. I'm going to say it this way. Impossibilities is the stage that God works on. You may not know how it's going to work out. That's a problem sometimes. We're trying to figure out how it's going to work out. We just have to leave it up to God. You may not know when the door is going to open, but your confidence is not in what you can do or what anybody else can do. Your confidence is in the God that stands behind you. That Red Sea was no problem to the creator of the Red Sea. And the problem before you is not greater than the power that's behind you. Now let's look at something else. Fear magnifies the problem, but faith magnifies God. Let's look at Exodus 14:10. As Pharaoh approached the people of Israel looked up and panicked when they saw the Egyptians overtaking them. They cried out to the Lord. You know, fear has a way of enlarging the problem, or maybe you would say it like this, exaggerating what is actually in front of you. Fear always says defeat, no way out. Fear always shouts hopelessness. Fear makes you believe things will never change. Now, Israel was consumed by what they saw. Do you realize whatever captures your focus will influence your thinking and your believing? If you look at the storm, you'll sink like Peter did. If you listen to the diagnosis, discouragement will fill your mind. If you look at the impossibility of the financial situation, fear will pull you under. But when you begin to put your focus on God's promises, then faith arises and you see a way out. You know, David actually really magnifies this situation. When everybody else saw a giant named Goliath that was too big to conquer, David saw him as too big to miss. Others focused on the size of the giant. David focused on the size of God. 1 Samuel 17:45 tells us this. David replied to the Philistine, "You come to me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of heaven's armies, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied." David understood that it wasn't him, it was God. Yes, the battle in front of him was too big for a 17-year-old shepherd boy that never had had any training in the army. But you see, he realized the power behind him was greater than the power of the giant in front of him. You know, did you know that you can, two people can stand and look at something? Let's just say a mountain. Two people standing looking at a mountain. One sees an obstacle. The other sees an opportunity for God to move. The difference is their perception. Now, you can't control what appears in front of you, but you sure control what you allow your mind to dwell on. That's why the enemy fights so hard to mess up your mind, because he understands that if he can get you to thinking naturally instead of thinking spiritually, he's got you on the ropes. He's got you on the downfall. You see, we cannot let negativism and these kind of thoughts of what's in front of us stay in our thinking. We need to fill our minds with the Word of God and what the Bible says about who God is and what His power is. And when we do, then faith will arise and fear will go out the window. Because faith and fear cannot operate together. It's either one or the other. You know, sometimes sitting on the table is a dressing that you pour on your salad, and it's be oil and something else, and maybe I forget what they call it, but it separates. One's up here and one's down here. You know what? They don't dwell together. If you even put them together, one will eventually top the other one. That's what happens when you put faith and fear together. There's confusion, but if you will feed the faith, fear will leave. Romans 10:17, we all know it. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Now, here's the situation. Most people spend too much time listening to the bad news than instead of the good news. They know every problem that's in the nation. They know everything that's going on, but they can't remember the last promise that they set their heart to meditate on. If you continue to rehearse the problem, fear will take over. But if you rehearse the promises of God, faith will take over. And when faith rises, you begin to realize the power behind you is greater than the circumstance in front of you. Now let's look at something else. God goes before you, but he also stands behind you. Look at Exodus 14:19-20. And the angel of God who went before the camp of Israel moved and went behind them. And the pillar of cloud went before them and stood behind them. So it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. Thus it was a cloud, it was cloud and darkness to one. It gave light by night to the other, so that the one did not come near the other all night. Here is the same pillar that guided them. Now it stands behind them. Literally, God placing himself between the enemy and Israel. Yeah? God not only leads us, he protects us. Now, Israel was no match for Pharaoh. David was no match for Goliath. But they didn't have to be, because they had God. When the enemy comes after you, if you have been meditating on the Word and staying in the Word and staying true to God, then the enemy has to go through the God before he can get to you. You know, he may be pursuing you, but just remember, he has to deal with the God that is more powerful than anything. You know, Psalms 139:5 says, "You go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head." So one way you could say it after reading that, God surrounds his people. You know, before you ever get to the battle, God is already present. Before the doctor's bad report, God has already got a good report. Before betrayal happened, God already knows how to see you through the situation. Before the financial difficulty appears, God is there. Did you know heaven is never caught off guard by what we face and our problems? You know, a child walking through a crowded of people, holding their father, holding their hand, they have confidence, because they know who's holding them. We should be able to walk and have peace in the middle of the storm or the situation, because God has got a hold of us. In fact, he tells us many times he will hold us up with the right hand of his. Our confidence, our peace, does not come because situations and circumstances are not there. It comes because we know who's holding us up. You know, sometimes you can feel emotionally drained, and the enemy is just bombarding you. But you got to remember, God has not removed his hand. He's still there. You may not feel it, but his presence is surrounding you. The same God of the Old Testament is the same God of today. The same God that stood between Egypt and God's people, Pharaoh and God's people, is still the same God that stands behind you or between you and your problem. And we need to get it through our heads. What is before you is not greater than the power behind you. God can make a way where there's no way. Let's look at Exodus 14:21. Then Moses raised his hand over the sea, and the Lord opened up a path through the water with strong east wind. The wind blew all night, turning the seabed into dry land. So the people of Israel walked through the middle of the sea on dry ground with walls of water on each side. God just didn't merely remove the obstacle. He turned the problem, the obstacle that was in front of them, into a pathway of escape. The very thing that looked like it was the end of the road became an avenue for their victory. Joseph's betrayal became a pathway to the palace. David's battle with Goliath came a doorway to his destiny. Daniel's lion's den experience became a testimony to the king. The cross became the doorway to resurrection and salvation. What the enemy intended for destruction, God transformed into deliverance. Genesis 50:20. You intended harm to me, but God intended it all for good. He brought me to this position so I could save the lives of many people. And this is Joseph talking to his brothers that had come looking for food because of the famine. And because of the wisdom that Joseph had as being the ruler right under the Pharaoh, had saved up a lot of food so that Egypt was having no trouble during the famine. And so they came trying to get food, and they did. Joseph did not reveal himself to his brothers. He waits to the very end. And the story of Joseph is one of the greatest stories of forgiveness that there is in the Bible, besides Jesus. His brothers had sold him into slavery. But he said, "You intended it for harm. God intended it, turned it into good." God specializes in turning impossibilities into testimonies. Now, we could have a piece of granite up here, a big block of granite, and everybody said, "That's just a big rock." But you let a sculptor come in, he doesn't see just a big rock. He sees a beautiful sculpture out of it. He sees a masterpiece hidden inside of the rock. God sees everything different from us. We see the problem. He sees deliverance. We see the situation. He sees victory. What looks like ruin to you can actually turn in to victory. Don't judge your future based on your current situation. Israel thought the Red Sea meant defeat. But actually, the Red Sea became one of the greatest, one of the great miracles in the Bible. Some of you may be saying, I got a Red Sea in front of me. And you don't know how things are going to change. You don't know where the answer is going to come from. If God split the Red Sea, then He can make a way for you. God still opens doors that man says are locked. God still provides supernatural favor when everybody else says it's useless. God turns impossibilities into victories. God is a turnaround specialist. You know, back whenever I was growing up, kid, you know, we didn't have many specialists in the medical field. You had to go to certain places to find them. But the doctors were sort of doctor of all trades. I mean, they don't know. But now, you have one doctor, but if you got a problem, he sends you to this specialist. You got another problem, he sends you to this specialist. God is a specialist over everything. Remember this. Your obstacles are temporary, but the power behind you is eternal. Now let's look at something else. Let's look at something else here. The enemy that pursues you cannot overtake you. Look at Exodus 14:23. The Egyptians pursued them, and all Pharaoh's horses and chariots and horsemen followed them into the sea. During the last watch of the night, the Lord looked down from the pillar of fire and cloud at the Egyptian army and threw it into confusion. He made the wheels of their chariots come off so that they had difficulty driving. The Egyptians said, "Let's get away from the Israelites. The Lord is fighting for them." The pathway of deliverance for one became destruction for the other. What protected God's children became judgment against the enemy. Pharaoh thought he had control. He thought, "We got this." But Israel also had a thought. And their thoughts was, "We're doomed. We don't have a chance." But Pharaoh underestimated the power that was behind them, God Himself. The enemy often wants to make you think he's got you trapped. And he attacks your peace and he attacks your confidence. But Satan doesn't have the final word. The enemy can pursue you, but he cannot take you down. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. no weapon. You could say, nothing formed against me will succeed. And it's saying the same thing. It does not say weapons will not form. They will. Battles will come. But the promise is this, they will not prosper. Because the power behind you is greater than what's coming against you. Romans 8:31. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? If God is for us, who can be against us? Now that doesn't say nobody will oppose you. But it does mean that God is there to sustain you and to put the enemy down and to lift you up to victory. You know, sometimes in sports, in the football games, the one team is losing. But when they go in at halftime, there's a coach that has been strategizing and looking at the enemy, the other team. And while everybody else, the commentators and everybody are saying, it's all over, he gives his team a new strategy. And they go out in the second half and take over the game and win the game. See, the other team thought they had them. But they didn't realize what the coach was doing. In fact, just at one of the basketball games just here recently, you know, the finals, the basketball finals is on. And at the end, when it was all over, the commentators were talking and they said, they're talking about the opposing coach. They came from way behind and won the game. And they said, the other team got out coached. Let me tell you what, we got a coach that has a plan and a strategy to defeat the enemy. The enemy is jumping with joy because he thinks he's got you. Because he sees you in your weakness. But God sees you through his strength. The enemy sees your tears, but God sees a testimony out of the tears. Never interpret delay with defeat. You know, some of you may have been fighting discouragement because the answer hasn't happened yet. But God has not forgotten you. The enemy will always pursue you because he hates God. The circumstances may be there. The problem may be there. The situation may look hopeless. But get it in your spirit and in your mind right now that the power behind me is greater than anything in front of me. Now let's look at this. Your greatest victory may be closer than you think. Exodus 14:30. So the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptian, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. Thus Israel saw the great work which the Lord had done in Egypt. So the people feared the Lord, or stood in awe, really would be a better statement, and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. What looked like utter destruction, as we begin reading this chapter in Exodus, by the time you get to the close, there's victory. Everything changed in one night. They were terrified. One moment, and the next, they were standing on the shores of the other side of the sea, singing victory. That's how quickly God can turn things around. One touch from God changes everything. One breakthrough shifts your entire future. Never underestimate the power of God. Look at Psalms 35, Psalms chapter 30, verse 5. For his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for life. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. They were weeping that night, but the night didn't last forever. And trouble won't either. It has an expiration date. God's power has no expiration date. Now, there may be times when you're praying and believing and you don't see anything happening, you don't feel like anything's happening. Don't let discouragement come in because it hasn't happened as quickly as you thought or like you thought. When you don't see anything, God is still working. All they saw was the Egyptians. They didn't see God working behind the scenes. While Israel was panicking, God was blueprinting a miracle. While Martha was grieving, Jesus was on his way. While Paul and Silas were in prison, heaven was preparing a deliverance. Your current situation is not final. How many of you have ever been in an airplane and you take off and you look out the window and there's just clouds. It's just, you can't see anything because of the clouds. But just wait a few minutes and you top out over the clouds and there's bright sunshine. Hello. Anybody ever notice that? Do you realize when it's cloudy here, you look up and it's cloud and it's just overcast. You can't see anything. You can't see the sun. But you get through that clear of clouds, the sun's still shining. It never quits shining. The power of God never quits operating. We may find ourselves in a situation like we're in a cloud. We can't see anything happening. But hey, hang on. The Son is there. Now, when you get to studying this in the weather and all of that in science, the sun will, many times, it will eventually burn the cloud layer off. Anybody ever notice that? Hey, just because you don't see something happening doesn't mean that the power is not working. You may be on the doorstep of victory. You may be 1 minute away from a breakthrough. So don't quit. Don't give up. Don't stop believing. The enemy wants you to give up. He wants you to stop. And he will hit you harder when you're just one step away from the victory. But you got to keep believing and keep walking, even though the answer is not visible. Galatians 6:9 says, "Let us not grow tired in doing what is good. And just at the right time, we reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up." It says, at just the right time. Hey, you may be walking in the night right now, but morning's coming. Breakthrough is coming. The power behind you has never lost a battle yet, and he won't lose one now. All the things that you face, they will disappear and dissipate because the power behind you is greater than the power that's in front of you. You may be carrying burdens that people don't know about. You may have a problem that you've hidden deep in your heart. This message today says the problem before you is not greater than the power behind you. Israel had the Red Sea before them, but they had God behind them. David had the Goliath in front of him, but he had the power behind him. The three Hebrew boys were in the fiery furnace, but they had the power of God with them in the furnace. And whatever you're facing today, remember, God has not changed. He said, "I am the Lord and I change not." And then the writer of Hebrews says in Hebrews 13:8, "Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever." The same God that made a way for the Israelites will make a way for you. The same God that opened doors in the Bible is the same God that will bring victory to you today. He's still the same God, and he's still bringing victory. So lift up your heads. Strengthen your faith. Stand on the promises of God. You may know, somebody say, "Well, I don't understand how it's going to work." You may not know how it's going to work. But know this, the power behind you is greater than whatever you're facing. You know, today, you may feel trapped like they did. You're carrying pressures. Maybe you're overwhelmed with some situation. And maybe fear has got you in its grips. But today I'm reminding you that the power behind you is greater than anything that I can mention or anything that you can face. The God that stood behind Israel is the God that's standing behind you and before you and is surrounding you, as we have talked about. So say it with me. The power behind me is greater than the problem in front of me. Everybody stand. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Remember this. I want you to get that. I kept saying it over and over again. I want you to get that. The power that's behind you is greater than the power of the, it's in front of you, the Satan that's in front of you, the problem that's in front of you. Okay, you got something?
Because he is greater, greater. My Father is greater than all. He
anything. Amen and amen. If you happen to be in here today and you've never experienced Jesus as your Lord and Savior, or you know what it is to be there, but you've got on a detour and need to rededicate your life. If there's anybody here that needs to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, needs to rededicate your life to God, I want to pray with you and I want to pray for you. I would just ask you to step out in the aisle, come right down here to the front, and I will shake your hand and pray with you, and you won't leave here like you came. Anybody anywhere in the room? I see your hand right now. Hallelujah. Well, let's lift our hands and thank God. Looks like everybody in the house is a Christian. If not, Father, I pray that if there's one, I pray that that convicting power of the Holy Spirit would go with them. They cannot be satisfied doing anything until they receive Jesus as Savior. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Well, praise the Lord. Did you get what I was trying to get across to you today? That needs to be a fort in our minds. That needs to be something that we think about every time a problem hits us. I have the greater one. Well, on this coming Wednesday, Lynette and I and Andrew with the TV camera and Sadie's with the social media, we'll be on a plane at around 11 o'clock this coming Wednesday, headed to Rama, Bangkok, Thailand, then down to Rama, Australia, and then over to Rama, Fiji, and then over to Rama, Samoa, and back home by about June the 2nd, I think. But would you pray for us as we go? Just pray for all the Ramas all over the world. But tonight right here, they're going to have service at 6 o'clock. They'll be here Wednesday for Hour of Power, and next Sunday morning will be right here. I may not be here, but I don't have to be here. You see, too many people get to looking at personalities and not looking to God. You can get something from anybody that's speaking. I don't care who they are. We have a great pastoral staff over here that can minister to you. Pastor Denise, Pastor Bill, Pastor Tad, they can minister to you. Pastor Rob, all of them can minister to you. So come expecting, come believing, and pray for us as we go. All right? Say it with me. The power in front of me is not greater than the power behind me. Say it again. Let's say it this way this time. The situation in front of me is not greater than the power behind me. Have you got it? Never forget it. God bless you. Staff, would you go to the door so we can shake your hands? I'll be at the west door today. There's where we all will be. If you want to see any of us, that's where we are. They're going to sing a chorus and then dismiss you. God bless you. See you tonight.